We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDK Radio. I'm Angino.
And I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland. Welcome back. So, if you heard someone say, hashtag, being a neighbor while black, it might not resonate with you personally, but if you are black or brown, it cuts right to your core. It goes right to your heart because you know exactly what that means. I read a post this morning on Facebook, and that's how that post ended. It was a personal story. It was written by our next guest, and I thought it was important that we share his story because I think it gives a perspective that often people don't understand. Samuel Richardson joins us this afternoon. He's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to the conversation, Samuel.
Hello, how are you today?
Great, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So, hashtag being a neighbor while black. Tell us what happened early in the morning.
I was coming home from my graphic shop. I was about 1:30 in the morning. So I went and parked my car, and I was getting some things out the trunk, and I noticed my neighbor across the street had left their garage door open. So, I took a minute. I started to walk across the street, and I suddenly thought about, you know, the teachings of my mom and father. And I paused, and I picked up the phone, took it out of my pocket, and I called them to let them know that their garage door was open. And they didn't pick up the phone. I left a message. And so at that point, I wondered, well, maybe I should go knock. And then once again, I thought better of it in today's climate, and I went to Facebook and I just simply posted my thoughts on it because it's really a daily process that I think about when I go to the grocery store, when I go pick up diapers for my son, when I'm going to a client. So I always have to think about how I appear, how I'm driving, so that, you know, if a police officer comes by or I get pulled over, and, you know, and so that's basically my thought. And I thought how bad it is, to be honest with you, as a black man that is law-abiding, educated, and a father, that, you know, we can't go about our normal, regular, daily activity without thinking about, I might get shot because I went over to my neighbor's house to simply let him know they left the garage door open.
Sam, I have a question for you. Do you think that this is something that is new or something that has always existed but may only be new to the consciousness of mainstream America?
I think two thoughts on that. My family, I originate from Bethel Park, suburbs of Pittsburgh. And my family moved there in 1926. It was the first black family of Bethel Park. It's like on the registry. So from my father and my mother, it's been ingrained in me. About how to operate and how to move in this country, being a black man. And I think because of social media, the camera phone, and cell phones, that it's just now coming to light. I think this has been continuous forever. These stories that we hear about, you know, the young man jogging and being murdered, these things have happened for decades, but it hasn't been since the last 20 years that we're able to see it. How many times have we seen a black man slaughtered in the last 20 years, I hate to say it, 20, 30, 40, 50 times we've seen these videos. But these, I believe this has been going on since inception. It's just now coming to light.
And so this was something that your parents ingrained in you. Bottom line was, and we should point out, your neighbors are white. You live in a predominantly white neighborhood.
Yes.
Your gut instinct was to just help your neighbor, close the garage door, let them know it was open. You
yes.
didn't do that. And so now, and we hear your son in the background. What are you going to tell your son? What are you going to teach your son? Because the message really hasn't changed.
No, ma'am. The message is the same. It's just the year has changed, but the message will stay the same. And unfortunately, until mainstream America, and you know, stops feeling sorry for us and start making a difference, you know, when there's a march, go down there, participate. When you hear someone say something crass or ignorant, say something. That's not right to use that type of language. So it's only going to stop when we all stop. You know what I mean? When we all get to a point where, you know, it's acceptable to be black, white, Asian, Mexican, Hispanic, whatever. And it's about quality of life. You know, it's ingrained in the world that everyone wants to be superior to someone else, unfortunately, from the Egyptian times, from the times of Christ. You know, people want to be superior, and sometimes they like to stand on someone else's neck in order to get there. And that's unfortunate. So, you know, and unfortunately, today's media, you know, it perpetrates the, you know, be fearful of the black man, you know, be fearful of, you know, when they walk into a store, you know, be fearful as an officer, when you walk up to the car. I mean, I'm going to get Pampers for my son at 10 o'clock at night, and I'm driving down the street, I pass a cop. I shouldn't have to literally, I'm 6'4", 300 pounds, educated business owner, and I'm scared? Those don't add up. You know, and so, you know, my white neighbor will go to the store and without a worry or a care. You know, I've never drank alcohol in my life, smoked a cigarette, done drugs. I've never even tasted alcohol. So it's like I have nothing. There is nothing about me. There is nothing, you know, in my history. But I have to fear like I'm a hardened criminal.
You have to be afraid, indeed. Can you hold on just a second? We got to cut away for traffic. I got one more question I want to ask you. I don't know about Robert. Can you hang in there for a second?
Yes, he can.
Awesome. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Ooh, we are talking with Samuel Richardson. He's sharing his story. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland along with Robert Mangino. I'll hold my question. Go ahead, Robert.
Thank you very much, Samuel. Thank you very much for holding on. I do appreciate it. In your Facebook post, you wrote in all caps, "I feared for my life!" Exclamation point.
Yes, sir.
Couple of things. How long have you lived in the neighborhood? And what was going through your mind about what you were intending to do? Just walking up the drive, reaching around the corner, hitting the close button, open button, and then walking back?
Oh, I had no intention of touching his garage, to be honest with you. I had every intention to call him and tell him that the door was open. And even if I could reach in and close the door, I would knock on his door and tell him that, you know, him and his wife that, you know, you left the garage door open. And they've left it open before, and I've called, but it wasn't 1:30 in the morning, you know, to let them know that. So, yes, I would have no intention to reach my hand in. But like I said, in this climate, I literally just stopped. You know, I was in my driveway, and I'm like, there is no way that I'm going to go knock at his door at 1:30 because, you know, and, you know, to startle them, you have to think like that now.
Right.
Okay, startle, who's at the door? You're not your neighbor that's directly across the street for the last 2 years, but, you know, is it a robber? Is it someone here to hurt us? And then, you know, the casual, cop riding up the street during his, during their round, you know, I don't have my ID on me. You know, I have a cell phone that's big and black if I pull it out of my pocket. You know, those type of thoughts, you have to think like that every single day.
Yes. No, I get that because my brother's like 6'3 and north of 300. At 1:30 in the morning, I can see why anybody would be afraid of anybody coming to the door and being really startled and what's going on. My thought would have been, and this may sound even crazier, would have been walk up to the garage, reach around inside to see if you can find a button, and because I'm guessing the light was on too, and you can push the button and then close it and go ahead and walk back home.
You know what? The way they set up the garage doors in our plan, they're actually in the back.
Okay.
Towards,
but then what? Do you...
Yes, toward the entry door, and okay. And you have to also think about this: the garage door goes down. The person living in a house looks out the window. They see a person running from their house, or running
from
the
house,
walking,
right?
That they still can't recognize. So the size of I give you my size and description, but I hate to say it, if I was 110 black man, it would still be the same way. 110
right.
pound black man at 5'5".
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
You know, 299. So you'll get the same result. You know, you'll get the same result, and unfortunately, it'll be calling the coroner, unfortunately. You know, and so when I drive down the street, you know, on a daily basis, I see a Gecko tanker truck. I designed the Gecko tanker truck with my company, Big Splat Graphics. You know, I designed signage for Chick-fil-A. So I'm going through these stores, past these stores, showing my, you know, and filling my success over the years. But you know what I am? To the quote-unquote startled neighbor or quote-unquote the cop riding up the street. Now, trust me, I have great friends that are cops, that are state troopers, that are Secret Service men and the such. It's not everyone. It's just the people who are programmed to treat people unfairly on site. That's the problem. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm nearly 50 years old. With all my success, I feel like a scared 16-year-old about to ask someone to go to the prom because of, you know, it's almost PTSD on a daily basis going to the grocery store. And like I said, I've lived in the suburbs. I think to answer your question, I've lived in the suburbs all my life, okay? But I was taught by my brothers and sisters how to operate in any situation, anywhere, at any time. I'm a chameleon. So I know how to walk, to talk, to do the dance. But I'm saying, so therefore, this, as I said, my mom and dad, you know, this is how we were raised. You know, we grew up in Bethel Park all our lives. You know, I'm like the eighth generation to graduate from Bethel Park High School with my sisters, brothers, and sisters. So we know how to operate in any situation, you know, and it's unfortunate. I'm so used to it that I'm used to it. I operate like this just naturally.
Because it's a survival skill.
It's a survival skill. It's a survival skill that I want to see my 2.5-year-old get married in, you know, in 30 years. You know, that's my goal right now, you know. So that's how society has pressed us to act and to react. You know, and as you asked me earlier, do you think it's something new? No, it's nothing new. It's been happening. You know, from, you know, my father's days at Bethel Park High School when they used to have to fight their way to school and fight their way home every single day. Okay? I had two uncles that were in the Negro League. So, you know, those two were allowed to graduate from high school, but the other four brothers were not allowed to graduate from high school. Okay? The two girls were allowed to graduate from high school because they were young women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have history, I have knowledge that shows, you know, unfortunately, like I said, how society treats us, how they bait us, and how we have to live on a daily basis. You know, just to be an average, you know, Wednesday night coming mm-hmm. home from my graphic shop.
Right.
You know.
Let me ask you one final question. So you mentioned the fear, you mentioned that range of emotions. Does it also make you sad that in 2020 you still have to feel that way in your own neighborhood with your own neighbors?
Yes, it's almost past sad because, like I said, the neighbors that are across the street, they're nice as pie. You know what? I get a phone call for packages on my table on my front stoop for more than an hour and a half. Samuel, did you know there's a package out there? It's, you know, it's 19 by 19 and weighs 14 pounds. That's how we are, you know, where we look out for each other. But unfortunately, at 1:30 a.m., I couldn't be neighborly. Now, he or his wife would walk across and say, at 1:30 in the morning and think nothing of it.
Right.
Samuel, they'll knock on the door for 20 minutes. You okay in there? Your garage door is open.
Real quick, how old are they?
I would say they're 69. I would guess around 69,
okay.
70 years old.
All right.
And everything. They're well active. So, all right. Yes. Okay.
Samuel Richardson joining us. Facebook post, where he expresses concern for his own life and wanting to do nothing more than just alert his neighbors with a knock on the door that their garage door is still open at 1:30 in the morning. He put up the post on Facebook and left the hashtag being a neighbor while black. Your reaction? Send us your text 866-391-1020. Samuel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. You guys have a great
thank
day.
Thank you. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.